Welcome to How I Do Content. I'm your host, content strategist and coach, Taryn Bolt. I'm here to help you shine through all the content you create, and in doing so, turn your online community into raving fans and adoring clients who want to invest their hard-earned dollars in your offers. In this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my content creation spells that have helped me build a fully booked business and connect with my community, as well as support my clients to generate multi five-figure launches, grow sustainable businesses, and create a life they truly love, minus the content struggle. Even though I haven't received my official Hogwarts acceptance letter, I'm a self-confessed content wizard. So if you're ready to create your own magic content in a way that is simple, fun, and authentic to you, and that helps you show up consistently and attract, engage, and connect with your dream clients, then you're in the right place. It's so possible to feel confident, empowered, and inspired when it comes to creating content in your business. Let's do this together. I don't know about you, Wizard, but I don't want to spend all my important marketing time creating content solely for Instagram, only for it to disappear 2.5 seconds after posting it. Heck, these days, you're lucky if your content is shown to 1% of your followers, and that is not a lot. It feels like you're always feeding the Instagram beast, crossing your fingers and hoping to dog the Instagram gods will throw you a bone and show your content to your dream clients. In the wise words of Hermione Granger, there must be another way. And there is. So in today's episode of the How I Do Content podcast, I'm going to share how I turn one podcast episode into 5+ pieces of content every single week. I should also add, I do this in less time than it takes you to create a week of social media content, and it definitely has a longer lifespan than your content too. So let's dive in. Now, my weekly podcast process is that every single week on a Friday, I sit down to map out my weekly podcast episode and the additional pieces of content. So right now, I record one episode ahead at a time. So I'm recording this episode over a week before it's released. This is because I have a team that helps me to execute the process. But when I was doing everything myself, which I did for a long time, I'd record on the Friday before the episode was released on Tuesday. These days, I write all the content and then my team goes and distributes the content out to my different marketing channels. It's no secret that I script my episodes. The reason being is I'm always thinking big picture when it comes to my marketing. While you're worrying about what to post on Instagram today, I'm thinking about how I can create long-lasting hero content that supports me to build a standout brand. I also think about my podcast in terms of how much content I can generate from one episode. Just as it's my mission to include as many Harry Potter references as possible in my copy, it's also my great joy to see how much additional content I can get from one single piece of content. So as I'm writing the script for my podcast episode, it also serves as the show notes, the blog post, the email, and the social media post. Yes, it all comes out of the one script. I'm turning one piece of content into multiple pieces without spending more time creating content. I'm investing my time in creating timeless pieces of content, content that lasts, and content for multiple channels. Because after the script is written, I then break it up into the different pieces of content for the different marketing channels and put it straight into my podcast content template in Google Docs. My team then goes and works their magic. So one podcast episode gets turned into a weekly email to share the podcast, a weekly Instagram post to share the podcast, a weekly blog post on my website, and multiple Instagram stories and multiple Pinterest pins. Whenever anyone says they don't have time to create content for multiple channels, I simply laugh because it is possible and you do have time if you're smart and strategic about your content creation process. And my content doubling spell doesn't end here. So many people create magical content that builds trust, nurtures relationships, and converts into sales, and yet they're terrified of being a content repeater and reusing it again. In episode 141, I shared three underrated content hacks every business owner needs to know, and number three was that it's okay to recycle, reuse, repurpose, or repost your content. In fact, I highly recommend it. Repurposing is a fan favorite of all my clients, and once they learn the magic of repurposing, they wish they'd done it sooner. It's so simple, it should get you sent straight to Azkaban for dark wizardry. I'm a serial content repeater, and I'm proud of it. People are always amazed at my consistency in creating and sharing content over the past 5 years, and my secret is that I repurpose a lot of my content. And if you're not repurposing your content, you're doing it wrong. Not to mention, you're wasting a shitload of time too. Some examples of how I repurpose content in my business. So if I share an Instagram story or post that gets good engagement, I often look to turn it into an email or a podcast episode, and vice versa. I also repurpose podcast episodes into launch emails that don't necessarily mention the podcast. I also pick out bits of copy from podcast episodes, Instagram posts, and emails I've sent to use on sign-up pages for free masterclasses and lead magnets. And one of the big goals for me this year is to start to repurpose more of my past solo podcast episodes into Instagram posts and create a bank of content that I can use whenever I can't be fucked with Instagram, which is a lot these days. I know it's high quality content because I took the time to write it when I originally recorded the episode. It's my reward for thinking big picture and not putting my entire marketing strategy at the mercy of a platform I don't own. Repurposing my content is my signature spell. It's become a key piece of my marketing strategy that has supported me to build a standout six-figure business. Consider this your big permission slip to repurpose the heck out of your content. And if you want to learn how to repurpose your content so you can turn one piece of content into multiple pieces without spending more time creating content, my mini course, Your Content Doubling Spell, is for you. It breaks down my exact repurposing process and how you can replicate that in your business and for your content strategy. Repurposing is something I love talking about nearly as much as I love talking about dogs and Harry Potter, so I wanted to share my repurposing spells with you. You can purchase it now for only $39. The link is in the show notes. And that's it for today's episode of the How I Do Content podcast. As always, if you've loved this episode, I'd be so grateful if you hit that subscribe button and left me a 5-star written review. And until next time, say hi to your dog for me.